What a thrill to be back at Mount Calvary Community Church. I thank you for the time, everybody just pitching in, helping out so much on Wednesday nights. On last Sunday, I know it was difficult, Matt, getting back on time-wise after preaching down in the campgrounds. And I believe I saw, and Lisa sent me the picture of Jan and Terry up here. And I said, oh, I just good. The nice thing it is, it had no sound with it. So I was very happy to, get that. Get that little bit of filling. It is wonderful. It is wonderful to get away for a few days. I had the opportunity to go down and see a buddy of mine that I had not seen for 25 years. He and I worked together over at the condominium some years ago, and I was so tickled to see the way that his life has progressed. When we worked together years ago, there were some struggles. You know, everybody, you have families, you have friends, you know, so I don't need to tell you about struggles and people sometimes that have issues. And I am just so amazed about how he's just done good and he's gotten more stable and just the wonderful opportunity he had to spend some time because, and I also thank you for your prayers last weekend because I know you didn't want the pastor to play golf on a Sunday morning, so they had 5.5 inches of rain in Myrtle Beach last weekend. So I thank you for your prayers along that way, too, to keep me off the golf course on a Sunday morning. So thank you very much for that. But what a wonderful opportunity to go down to spend time and just to fellowship, just a great time. And to go and return knowing that God has sent us such talent here. Not so much in the physical talent, but I believe he just sending us some of the biggest hearted people that I've ever met in my life. And we just thank you so much for the folks filling in, Terry and Vicky and Matt and evidently Jan, from what I saw in the pictures, evidently Jan. This morning, for just a couple moments, I want to share with you about security. I believe that the more that I listen to, wow, these stories one after another, I don't know what time frame it was, I was sitting up listening to the president coming in and announcing about air support and inside we feel many different things because we are concerned about safety. We're concerned about safety for our country. More importantly, we're concerned for safety for our own families, for our own situation in our life. And this is nothing that is new, folks. All during time, people have been concerned about safety, about security, about knowing that everything is going to be all right. Back in biblical times, the people of Israel, they were concerned about safety. And what did they do? They put their confidence in kings. They put their confidence in armies, protective walls. But time after time, God would make himself known that he was the one who protected them. You are secure when you are secure in God. So thus I read from Psalm 121. And the title of it is God, the Help of Those Who Seek Him. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes where? From the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The fifth verse reads, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Boy, I like that. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Allow us with open minds, open hearts to receive that truth that you have for each and every one of us. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Amen. I have a good friend who works in the security business. He and his wife over in Southern Maryland, they have for many years been in business, and they go in and set up security systems. And he would always smile and tell them, said, well, this is good. It's better than the gun under your pillow. He would say that so many times people were concerned about something that was going on in the neighborhood, and they would call. They would go out. And they would put in a security system. And people said that once that security system was in, that they slept better at night. I'm going to talk about the best security system that you've ever heard of. I'm going to talk about a security system, one who works for you 24/7. I am talking about keeping your faith in God, because He is concerned about you and me, each and every one of us. Bless you. That was timed very properly there. I'm amazed about distress and the questions that we have, the challenges that we face. And once again, with every question, every bit of distress that we have, we are encouraged through His Word to turn to Him to find that comfort, to find that security, to find the security that we need. I am hopefully today communicating with you. I read one time that there's a big difference between information and communication. Information is where you simply send it out. But communication is where you take it in. You start to better understand what I'm trying to say. I have two little illustrations here. One was in the newspaper sometime in the past up in the Northeast. They made a mistake and tried to fix it. So here's what they put in the newspaper. The company said, to those of you who bought our book, Skydiving Made Easy. It's true. Please enter the following correction on page 12, paragraph 3, line 2. The words state zip code should say pull ripcord. And then this little notice they also added, we regret any inconvenience this mistake may have caused you. I suspect it would cause some inconvenience. Some years ago, I heard about a young man goes off to college and calls back and, Mom, I have to do my laundry, I have to do my shirt. And looking at the wash machine, he says, What setting do I put the washer on here? It's got all these little buttons that he never used. And she said, well, that's simple. What does the shirt say? And he said, University of Virginia. She said, there. Breaking a piano key will do that to you. Information is one thing, but you got to get it. You know, when you're talking around churches, you get information. And I believe that there's great teaching in the churches now. I believe the teaching, especially in, and I love the small church that we have here, but also with those larger churches, and there are such great teachers out there now. Max Licata, with his wonderful teaching and the books that he writes, he simply breaks it down so simply for you to understand. So much information that is put out there on the internet is there, if you are looking for it, to simply help you understand God's Word and how you can apply it to your life. If you hear it, but then you start to understand it. And more importantly, if you start to apply it in your life, you will see the effect that it was written for. I believe that this is a book. This is a book inspired by God Himself, the written, breathed, inspired Word of God. And it is there not only for the teaching, but for the instructions of our lives. But we got to get it. We got to put it into action. We have to use it. I also read, and it's amazing when you have 5.5 inches of rain in Myrtle Beach over the weekend, how much reading you can do. In May of 1997, in the town of Cedar Park, Texas, there was a tornado. And those of you who've ever visited Texas, and I know my one and only visit to Texas was to say goodbye to Brother Rich Gillies and take part in that service. But I realized about how flat some of that territory was. And they say there's very much concern about the tornadoes there. The man's name was Larry Four. He was the manager of the Albertsons grocery store. As the warning was given out, and the danger was very imminent of that tornado hitting, he came across he grabbed a hold of the microphone and made the announcement over the loudspeaker in the store. And this is what he said. He says, "Don't leave the store or you will die." He said, "Your only chance of survival is to do exactly what I tell you." Mr. Ford then directed the shoppers to enter the nearest meat locker. And thanks be to God, everyone in that store followed his instruction. There was not one individual that was harmed when that tornado hit. The question was, why did he talk so forcefully to these folks? Because 18 years earlier, on that same day, he'd experienced a tornado even more devastating than the one that hit. He spoke with authority. He spoke with experience. I believe that when you are facing a challenge, you need to get a hold of folks. First of all, you got to get a hold of God. You got to talk to Him. You have to realize God has been there. Then you got to share folks with the challenges that you face. You don't have to tell them all the details. You don't have to share the stuff if you don't want to. But you have to let them know so they can do what we are encouraged to do in God's Word, and that is to bear one another's burdens. And if you will simply talk to God, if you will share with those that have faced the challenge before, and if you will simply open the book and start to read, what a wonderful way God will simply lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will strengthen you. He will be your keeper. He is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean the moon's going to come down and strike you. It means He will protect you during the day. He will protect you during the night. So many times in the nighttime, our minds, they just simply wander. We start playing tapes inside of our mind. We start to feel doubts and fears. We just search and we look and we can't quite. You open God's Word. And you allow the truth that you find in God's Word to be planted within your heart. You will find strength. When things are a little off kilter, when it just doesn't quite feel right, just before I left to go on my trip, I asked one of the gentlemen who I work with, Rolando. He's been here, he's helped out, he helps us cut the grass over there, and trust me, the fellows that work with me, they're so excited to see me leave for a trip. They will go out of their way. They will help you any way possible that they can. I know, Terry, when I mentioned about some people walked in, possibly thought that we bought a bus and we're heading out on the road, how many people were smiling saying, "What?" So just before I left, I had walked down to the office, to the condo there, and it's a very short distance there. And I should say reserving energy when actually the truth is being lazy. I asked Rolando, "Would you mind moving my vehicle?" I was getting things ready to load up. Everything's loaded up. They're with smiles. Bye. I get in the vehicle and I start to take off. The distance that he had moved the vehicle, you could pretty much walk in about 15, 20 seconds. But as I got in and I sat down, I realized something that maybe some of you realize occasionally. He changed the settings on my seat. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm the only one that drives that vehicle. And that seat is set a certain way for me. And when that seat is moved, and I couldn't get it back the way it was, you know, and I'm for the first 50, I'm just twitching, and I'm doing all those things with that seat to try to, you know when it's not right. You know when things are a little out of kilter. I thought to myself, if he's changed those presets on the radio, we are going to have a chat when I get back. Thank goodness he did not. I'm the type of individual that when I'm just used to things a certain way. And when things get a bit out of kilter, you got to fix them. When things are out of kilter with God, you got to fix them. You got to get them set right. You got to know what your priorities are. When things are out of kilter with an individual, you got to pray about it and you got to go fix it. You got to say, "Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what's happened. If it's me, you got to fix it." Because you can't feel security. You can't feel true comfort You can't fully know life and life more abundant and full unless you fix it. And my God, He is in the fix-it business. He wants you to be comfortable. He wants you to be willing to share anything that you have upon your heart with Him. So like when I got here this morning, Matt had been here. I had to readjust the pulpit a little bit, get things right. The little cushion over here, because I know you can tell when somebody's sitting in it where their feet don't quite reach the floor. I can always tell. Oh, and somebody else. I know it's somebody else. You know what I'm talking about. And you have the challenges within your life that if you'll simply turn to God, if you will simply open the book, you'll be able to fully realize the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. My trust, my faith stands upon the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we have come into Your house. We have sung praises unto Your name today. We have shared, God, things that You laid upon our hearts. But God, most of all, we want to share in telling You that we love You. God, we know we're going to face challenges and disruptions and anxieties and the stresses of this life. The challenges, not only we as a family here, but God, we as a country. But our faith must be kept strong and focused simply in You. You are our protector. You are the one who allows us to sleep at night, fully secure in Your love. Now, Heavenly Father, if there's challenges, you just take care of them. When there are questions, God, You just simply answer them. Give us the safe traveling mercies as we leave Your building today. And allow us to take the joy of the Lord with us wherever we go. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Bobby, thank you for helping singing this morning and that good news about that.